is it about Walmart that they can't stand a little heat for their less than savory business practices? The big box behemoth is suing a group of local activists, labor organizers, and former employees to get a permanent injunction against them for protesting at Florida Walmart stores. According to the suit, Walmart is claiming illegal trespassing and disruptive actions that made customers uncomfortable. What the protesters say they've been doing, however, is attempting to get Walmart to stop treating employees like the cheap products they sell rather than like people. For instance, Lisa Lopez, an employee at an Orlando Walmart, says she once cut her finger at work and was written up by management for recklessness. She has no health insurance, and she says she feels like she's been harassed by management for simple things like calling out sick. She thinks the store is retaliating against her because she's part of an effort called Our Walmart, an arm of the United Food and Commercial Workers Union, which has been staging protests outside Walmart stores in various states to demand that the company treat employees with more dignity. With the help of Central Florida Jobs with Justice and other activist groups, Our Walmart has been showing up at Orlando area Walmarts and taking cell phone photos, talking to workers about their rights, and holding demonstrations at stores. Walmart isn't having that. They're demanding that the courts bar the protesters from ever protesting at Walmart again. In the suit, Walmart says it wants the injunction because it fears a loss of customer goodwill. Perhaps Walmart doesn't realize this, but that's exactly the point.